Do you ever feel like you're just going through the motions of life, wondering if you're truly making a difference for God's kingdom? Well, I've got news for you. If you're a follower of Jesus, you are marked by God for greatness. In today's video, we'll explore 9 signs that confirm you're marked by God to shine His light in a dark world. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and empowered to live out your purpose. And I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. In Ephesians 1 verses 11 to 12, Paul writes, "In Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of His glory." You see, as a believer, you have been chosen and predestined by God for a purpose. You are not just drifting through life without direction or significance. God has a plan for you, and it's a plan for greatness. In John 15 verse 16, Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name the Father will give you." You have been appointed by God to bear fruit that will last, to make a difference in the world, and to bring glory to His name. You are marked for greatness, and nothing can change that. So, if you're feeling like you're just going through the motions, remember that God has a plan for you. He has chosen you, appointed you, and marked you for greatness. You are not just existing, you are living for a purpose. As Paul writes in 2 Timothy 1 verse 9, "He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time." NIV, you are saved, called, and graced for greatness. Don't let anyone or anything make you feel otherwise. You are a child of God, and He has marked you for greatness. Remember, you are marked for greatness. Sign number 1. You have a deep desire to serve others, a heart to serve, a mark of greatness. Just like Jesus, who came to serve and not be served, Mark 10 verse 45. You feel an insatiable desire to make a positive impact in the lives of others. You're always looking for ways to help, to volunteer, to give. This desire is a sign that God has marked you for greatness, to be a blessing to others. In Matthew 20 verses 26 to 28, Jesus says, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." Your desire to serve others is a reflection of Jesus' heart, and it's a mark of greatness. You are not seeking to be served, but to serve. You are not seeking to be elevated, but to lift others up. This is the heart of a true servant leader, and it's a sign that God is working in and through you. As Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 to 4, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." You are receiving comfort and grace from God, and He is using you to comfort and bless others. This is the cycle of greatness, and you are a part of it. Remember, your desire to serve is a mark of greatness. You are reflecting Jesus' heart, Matthew 20 verses 26 to 28. You are a servant leader, Matthew 20 verses 26 to 28. You are receiving comfort and grace from God, 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 to 4. You are a blessing to others, 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 to 4. Keep serving, keep giving, and keep shining. Your greatness is making a difference in the lives of others. Sign number 2. You're facing trials and tribulations. fire, a path to greatness. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. James 1 verses 2 to 3. If you're going through tough times, take heart. God is refining you, like gold in the furnace, to make you stronger and more resilient. Remember, Jesus was tested in the wilderness before beginning his ministry. Matthew 4 verses 1 to 11. You're in good company, just as gold is purified in the fire, removing impurities and making it more valuable. God is refining you through trials and challenges. This process may be difficult, but it's a sign that God is preparing you for greatness. In 1 Peter 1 verses 6 to 7, Peter writes, "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, honor, and glory when Jesus Christ is revealed." Your faith is being tested and refined, and the result will be a stronger, more resilient you, ready to shine for God's glory. Remember, trials are a path to greatness. God is refining you like gold in the furnace. James 1 verses 2 to 3. Jesus was tested before his ministry. Matthew 4 verses 1 to 11. Your faith is being purified and strengthened. 1 Peter 1 verses 6 to 7. You will come out stronger and more resilient. 1 Peter 1 verses 6 to 7. Hold on to hope and persevere. Your greatness is being refined in the fire. Sign number 3. You have a passion for prayer and worship. A heart for prayer and worship, a mark of intimacy. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 16 to 18. Do you find yourself drawn to prayer and worship, even when life gets busy? This is a sign that God has marked you for a deep and intimate relationship with Himself. Keep seeking Him, and He'll keep revealing His plans for you. In Psalm 119 verses 10 to 12, David writes, "I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees." Your desire for prayer and worship is a reflection of your heart seeking God's presence and guidance. You are hungry for His word and His will, and He is delighted to reveal Himself to you. As Jeremiah 29 verses 12 to 13 says, "Then you will call on me, and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Remember, your heart for prayer and worship is a mark of intimacy with God. You are seeking God with all your heart. Psalm 119 verses 10 to 12. You are hungry for His word and guidance. Psalm 119 verses 10 to 12. God is delighted to reveal Himself to you. Jeremiah 29 verses 12 to 13. You will find Him when you seek Him with all your heart. Jeremiah 29 verses 12 to 13. Keep seeking, keep praying, and keep worshiping. Your intimacy with God will only grow deeper and stronger. Sign number 4. You're willing to take risks and step out in faith. Faith that pleases God, a mark of greatness. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Remember Abraham, who left his comfort zone to follow God's promise. Genesis 12 verses 1 to 3. Or Esther, who risked her life to save the Jews. Esther 4 verses 13 to 16. If you're willing to take risks and trust God, you're marked for greatness. In Matthew 14 verses 22 to 33, Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on water, trusting Jesus to keep him afloat. When he focused on the waves, he sank. But when he looked back at Jesus, he was able to walk again. Your faith is like that. It requires focus and trust in God's promises. As Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, "For we live by faith, not by sight." Remember, your faith is a mark of greatness. You believe God exists and rewards those who seek Him. Hebrews 11 verse 6. You're willing to take risks and trust God. Genesis 12 verses 1 to 3. Esther 4 verses 13 to 16. You focus on God's promises, not your circumstances. Matthew 14 verses 22 to 33. You live by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. Keep trusting, keep risking, and keep walking by faith. Your greatness is pleasing to God. Sign number 5. You have a gift or talent that you can't ignore. Using your gifts for God's glory, a mark of purpose. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. 1 Peter 4 verse 10. Maybe you're a gifted singer, writer, or teacher. Whatever it is, you can't help but use it to glorify God and bless others. This is a sign that God has marked you for a specific purpose, and He's counting on you to use your gifts for His kingdom. In Romans 12 verses 6 to 8, Paul writes, "We have different gifts, according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." Amen. Your gifts are a manifestation of God's grace in your life, and He wants you to use them to make a difference in the world. Don't hide your talents or keep them to yourself. Share them with others and watch how God multiplies your efforts. Remember, your gifts are a mark of purpose. You've received gifts from God's grace, 1 Peter 4 verse 10. You're called to use your gifts to serve others, Romans 12 verses 6 to 8. Your gifts are a manifestation of God's grace, Romans 12 verses 6 to 8. Sign number 6, you're surrounded by godly mentors and encouragers. Surrounded by encouragers, a mark of greatness. Iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Proverbs 27 verse 17. Look around you. Are there people in your life who inspire, motivate, and encourage you to live for God? This is a sign that God has marked you for greatness, and He's provided a support system to help you achieve your goals. In Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25, we're reminded, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, but encouraging one another." God has placed people in your life to sharpen and strengthen you, just as iron sharpens iron. They may be mentors, friends, family members, or colleagues, but they're all part of your support system, helping you grow and thrive in your faith. Remember, your support system is a mark of greatness. God has provided people to inspire and motivate you. Proverbs 27 verse 17. You're surrounded by encouragers who help you achieve your goals. Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25. Your support system helps you grow and thrive in your faith. Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25. You're not alone in your journey. God has provided a community to support you. Keep embracing and appreciating your support system. They're a vital part of your journey to greatness. God is counting on you to use your gifts for His kingdom. Keep using your gifts to glorify God and bless others. Your purpose is clear, and your impact will be significant. Sign number 7. You have a sense of purpose and direction. A sense of purpose, a mark of greatness. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Do you feel a sense of purpose? Like there's something specific God has called you to do? This is a sign that you're marked by God for greatness. He's given you a unique role to play in His grand story, and He's guiding you every step of the way. In Psalm 138, verse 8, David writes, "The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O God, endures forever." You see, God's plans for you are good, and He's committed to seeing them through to completion. Your sense of purpose is a beacon of hope, guiding you toward the amazing things God has in store for you. Remember, your sense of purpose is a mark of greatness. God has plans to prosper you and give you a future. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. You have a unique role to play in God's story. Psalm 138, verse 8. God's plans for you are good and full of hope. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. He's guiding you every step of the way. Psalm 138, verse 8. Keep following your sense of purpose and watch how God unfolds His amazing plans for your life. Sign number 8. You have a heart for the lost and the least. A heart for the lost, a mark of greatness. Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Mark 2, verse 17. Do you have a burden to share the gospel with those who don't know Jesus? Do you care deeply about the marginalized, the oppressed, and the forgotten? This is a sign that God has marked you to be a light in the darkness, to bring hope and salvation to those who need it most. In Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46, Jesus teaches us to care for the least of these, the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, and the imprisoned. Your heart for the lost and the marginalized is a reflection of God's heart, and He's calling you to make a difference in their lives. Remember, your heart for the lost is a mark of greatness. Your burden to share the gospel with those who don't know Jesus. Mark 2, verse 17. You care deeply about the marginalized and the forgotten. Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46. You're called to be a light in the darkness. Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16. God's using you to bring hope and salvation to those who need it most. Romans 10, verses 13 to 15. Keep shining your light and sharing God's love with those around you. Your impact will be eternal. Sign number 9. You're experiencing spiritual growth and transformation, transformed into His image, a mark of greatness. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
2 Corinthians 3 horas e 18.
Are you noticing changes in your thoughts, words, and actions? Are you becoming more like Jesus, with a heart of love, compassion, and humility? This is a sign that God is working in you, transforming you into the best version of yourself. In Romans 8, verse 29, Paul writes, "For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son." God's ultimate goal is to make you like Jesus, and He's constantly working to transform you into His image. Your growth in love, compassion, and humility is a testament to His work in your life. Remember, your transformation is a mark of greatness. God is transforming you into His image. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. You're becoming more like Jesus. Romans 8, verse 29. Your heart is growing in love, compassion, and humility. Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40. God's work in you is a sign of His greatness. Ephesians 3, verses 20 to 21. Keep yielding to God's transformative work in your life. He's making you a masterpiece, and His glory is shining through you. You are marked for greatness. If you've identified with these 9 signs, congratulations. You are marked by God for greatness. Remember, your purpose is not just about you. It's about shining His light in a dark world. Keep seeking Him, trusting Him, and serving others. You got this, and God's got you. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Matthew 5 verse 14, go out there and shine your light for all to see. You are chosen by God. 1 Peter 2 verse 9, called to greatness. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, marked for a purpose. Ephesians 1 verses 11 to 12, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Acts 1 verse 8, shining his light in the darkness. Matthew 5 verses 14 to 16, transforming into his image. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, gifted for a reason. 1 Peter 4 verse 10, surrounded by encouragers. Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25, burdened for the lost. Mark 2 verse 17, remember, your purpose is not just about you. It's about shining his light in a dark world. Keep seeking him, trusting him, and serving others. You got this, and God's got you. Go out there and make a difference. Your greatness is waiting to be unleashed. Mark 11 verse 24 says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends. Our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.